Blog Talk Radio.
I got this. Oh shit, my ankle's not going up.
Why do our shows always start like that? Oh shit, the intro's not working. Oh fuck.
Oh, fuck. Alright. Yeah, it's a great yeah. Yeah, there's people listening to our intro.
A little late, but never.
Oh!
I think at this point we can cut the intro.
Yeah, cut the fucking intro. I'm B-Rad.
I'm Joe.
And look what was playing the fucking in the studio. Or Joe's apartment.
Joe's apartment. Where's the road? This is Studio,
Joe.
Studio E for Efficiency Apartment.
Jesus. Trust me, it is efficiency.
Oh, Jesus.
In fact, Steve just asked, where's the bathroom? I'm like, look for the other door.
There's only one other door in this house besides, or the Efficiency Apartment, besides the front door.
Actually, your own, there's two. There's a back door.
Oh, yeah, there's fucking three doors in this goddamn fucker.
Oh, that's
rough. Yeah, I got three doors. Not too bad for an efficiency.
Most people are lucky to get a fucking door.
You
want a curtain, call it good.
I just wanted to pop the piss in. Or smoke.
Or smoke it.
As you can tell, if you don't hear the cough in the background yet, there's smoking going on.
Yeah.
Just frankincense and myrrh, man. That's still legal. Buy that shit in the mall.
Oh, nice.
Along with a pretty little wooden cross and a picture of a guy that's not Jesus.
I think I found Stacy up.
What the fuck?
They had a bunch of them bumps. I think they found her with her ass shot.
Oh, Steve was looking up chicks on Facebook.
Not even talking into his mic.
No.
I am talking into the mic. His mic's right beside me.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to be right up in it.
No, no, no.
Oh, don't say that to a woman, please. I don't need to be right up in it.
Good. No.
And you're wondering, that is Tiffany. That is my lovely girlfriend.
She does join us tonight.
Yeah, we decided to give her a microphone this week because she's funny as fuck.
I don't think that's something I'd ever say to a woman unless she was fucking nasty.
Oh, good God.
I'm always trying to get up in it.
If you want to join this fuck fest, the guest call in at 646-787-1651 or just tweet us at Radio M Talk or like us on Facebook at Radio M Talk Live on Facebook. And if you want to send messages, if you're too fucking chicken ass to not call in,
just tell them Steve will take the frankincense. Holy murder.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to have mostly. Holy freaking fucking shit. Holy freaking fucking shit. That's me trying to fucking say that freaking the same time.
You sound like me my first time I tried doing stand-up. fuck shit, fuck.
That's
fuck.
Me every day.
Which, in case you're wondering, yes, that is on YouTube. In case you want to check it out, Joel's comedy on YouTube. I'm embarrassed about it. Join me, won't you?
Okay.
Speaking of embarrassment, last night we had a little road trip with our buddy Ian Stewart.
Oh, Jesus. That was friggin' this epic, or I don't know if it was an epic fail.
A little bit of both. If you don't know who Ian Stewart is, he's a local comedian here in Portland, Maine, and a lot of funny stuff. Just a lot of stuff with the Wolf Morning Show, smoking a lot of fucking weed. Has his own rolling paper company. In fact, we're smoking out of his
papers
right now.
I think we talked about that last season, too.
Yep, Stranger Papers.
Yeah.
He had a show last night in Mass. So we all signed a road trip
down Hampshire.
In Mass. New Hampshire.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the difference? It's all Southern Maine to me, seriously.
Southern Maine.
Assholes. I know that's Bob Marley's joke, but I don't give a fuck. It's just true. They're all assholes. So we went down to New Hampshire. We did a show. Well, Ian did a show.
Yeah.
He fucking knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. We were just running for the ride and the plan bake.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. You know, he basically spent most of the time insulting these three bitches in the crowd, and then by the end of it, they all tried to, like, help him.
Insulted fucking the redneck in the crowd.
Yeah.
Which is Steve-O. Who cares? The only redneck in the crowd was Steve-O. Why are we... That's inconsequential.
No,
don't even have to point that out.
Everyone looked at Steve-O and went, jeesh, ding, 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 yeah!
Good God.
Battle faster! But yeah, he spent the whole set insulting these three girls, and then by the end of it, they were, like, humping his leg. It was hilarious. But that wasn't the fun part. Oh, no, the fun part was after the show, when we started to leave. I'm not even sure if Steve-O remembers saying this, because he was drunk as fuck.
No.
At one point, he came up to me. Do you remember coming up to me going, I have a fish to try at every beer this bar has to offer?
Yes, I do.
I did an OOPSO this week.
An OOPSO?
I have this show.
You know, I like to support all my breweries.
Can you pick it?
Yeah, I'm trying to pick it.
This might be a short show. I better hurry the fuck up with my joke then, shouldn't I?
Keep going.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but beer does have an expiration date on it. So I gotta drink it all before it goes bad.
Yeah, it has an expiration date. Expires when drunken.
No, I don't. I drink it.
Fucking gross.
I'm drinking beer sour ass.
Depends on who makes it.
Makes a beer sour ass every time.
From the factory to your house.
Well, I'm pretty sure I brought it up on the show before. There's a berry in Africa, which is like LSD for your tongue, and it makes bitter things sweet and sour things savory, or something like that. Maybe bitter to savory and sweet sour. Either way, my theory is that it would make a beer taste like a Pepsi.
Now, like shit.
Now, let's be honest. If you're going to make the beer taste like a Pepsi, it's going to make the beer taste like roast beef gravy. But either way,
yeah.
All right. It'll be pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
Hey, they've always gone for tough McCann.
Yeah.
I know it's my favorite breakfast.
We won't be live, but it will be a few minutes over. We can record a few minutes over.
Oh, God. So the last show is only for
15 minutes. Yeah, I fucked up the friggin' time. I put 30 minutes. I swear when I scheduled the show, I put 30 minutes, but they only wanted to give us friggin' 15 minutes.
Right. God damn it, B-Rad.
yeah, whatever.
Fail. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the porn shop. I'll be quick about it. So we go into the porn shop down here in Trenton.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been in the porn shop for a long time. Shit has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I bought a freaking jacket off fucking mini-me.
Yeah, we found a doll that looked like
B-Rad. Where's the masturbation booth? They used to all have this little booth.
I think did you see the curtain?
There's downstairs through the chain curtain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can rent the movies, go downstairs. And
cool. Have fun.
Of course, I don't think you can rent one of the pocket pussies and bring that back. They might have an issue with selling that used.
They have a portable one.
I
think we got to play the car, too.
The cashier, how much that would help.
If you have an unportable pocket pussy, you're spending way too much on fake sex. I mean, seriously. You need more than a fleshlight.
I'm not a girl, I do.
One thing I loved in there is that they had these freaking go-go fuck-me boots that literally went up to my girl's head.
Yeah, I would wear that.
Like, for me to put her in them, I would have to pick her up and drop her in them like a body, like putting on a pair of power armor, freaking, like, I don't know, pick your favorite video game, Call of Duty Fallout, freaking,
I'm ready for sex.
God damn. And then they had gift masks. And when I say gift masks, you're probably thinking of just a simple leather with a zipper.
No, a pig.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's a pig mask. I'm getting B-Rad for Christmas. He's going to be playing pigs from Manhattan. We're going to go down to the old port and relive that shit. I'm getting a hipster. My favorite mask, though, I love it, was the Jason Voorhees mask.
They had a Jason Voorhees sex mask already?
Yes, they had a Jason Voorhees gift mask.
Really?
Jesus.
You know how much fun that must be? Suck, 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 my, cock, cock, cock.
Good God.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, I figured that. I was like, I will kill you now with my cock.
And I think that mask is more targeted towards rapists out there.
Oh, yeah, if they want to get off.
That's why they're all raping people.
So no one support rape here, but we'll talk about rape.
Chop, chop, chop.
You know? And then B-Rat bought this little toy.
The only way that people can get laid.
The mini-me jack-off.
Yeah, this little toy, I swear to God, people, I am not kidding. We're going to do a side-by-side picture of this. This toy looks just like B-Rat.
Mini-me jacking off.
A mini little B-Rad jerking off. Only problem is you're going to have to make the dick like one-third the size it is in the doll in only one hand, because it's not going to fit more than that. but besides that, it looks
jacking
just
off.
Like B-Rad.
Yep, jacking off.
I feel like the guy's going to give a little microscope. I swear to God, we didn't see a single person that's shopping inside that store embarrassed as fuck. So they're already like, man, I'm already in a porn store buying some fucking gay porn or whatever.
Yeah, but the guy was looking over the DVDs while we're freaking walking in, like, dude, look at that fucking dildo.
Dude, did you see the Justin Bieber doll?
Oh, yeah.
And now comes a tool hole.
Oh, fucking tool, yeah. Fucking. The blow up doll. Yeah, fucking.
Dude, look, it's the twin set. Buy two, get one free.
Buy one, yeah.
Buy one, get one free, yeah. And then, of course, there was the chubby girl one.
The Mimi doll.
Swear to God, that looked like the girl that you told us you were going to have an affair with at Walmart.
Oh, good God.
Vomit in my mouth.
That was wrong with an ugly chubby chick.
And one thing I saw on there that I thought was really cool is this contraption that you...
I like chubby chicks, but...
Yeah, chubby chicks are good. They need loving, too.
Well, nothing wrong with a bigger girl. Not one.
Oh, I'm a thoracic, so skinny girl.
But I'm not sure if I'd want a bigger girl blow-up doll. I think I'd rather just take the chance that I could pick up a bigger girl.
Well, here lately, I can't even do that.
I'm just glad I'm not single. I don't have to worry about that rat race no more. Fuck that shit.
However, like everybody in the audience, take note of how much tax the 3 men in the room have. I myself happen to be a bigger girl, and apparently I just hear it all of a sudden. Y'all talking about that, I ain't even hearing shit.
Say anything bad about big girls.
Oh, we're loving big girls. I'm just saying that the big girl on this particular box was just disgusting.
It was like, damn!
I'm like, okay, I have a beautiful bigger girl, and this
one's, damn! Damn!
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, damn, making a black dude would fucking me pop at this one.
Of course, another thing I saw in the shop was...
I don't think a black dude would touch it.
I've seen a woman in the Walmart walk in, freaking a woman with a black dude, and she was a damn. And this black dude was like, really? You're fucking that? You must have one strap cock.
So, speaking of people at Walmart,
that's great.
I'll get back to the cock cult. The vibrating cock cage, man.
I still ain't figured out what damn that was.
Damn.
All the way around? Or?
Damn.
When I used to work at Walmart, there was a lady that used to come in, and this lady was so fat. I'm not kidding. She had cellulite on her face.
Damn.
Yeah, damn.
Damn.
Damn doesn't cover it. She was beast. Just, and I worked in layaway, which didn't help because she was obviously a broke white bitch, so she got everything in layaway. And
damn.
And her boyfriend or whatever was a ripped black guy, like the type of guy you see playing for the NFL, the NBA, you know, jacked, muscular black dude. I'm like, so it's true.
and then
I saw her kid.
They say that people are racist and stereotypical. It's like, well, if we're stereotypical, we're doing the fucking same shit.
And of course, what I'm going to say right now is going to be really mean, but shut up. I got 90 seconds. Kiss my ass, pal.
Oh, we can record over. I mentioned you want 15 minutes.
I want this loss. I want this racist comment to sound live.
Go with the racist comment.
Okay. So I saw their kid. Well, it might have been their kid. It might have been her kid from a different relationship. I don't know. Either way. Either way, she was... I saw her kids, and her kids are just these fat little kids. They're just fat kids. They have never been said no to a candy bar in their life. They ain't never eaten.
Oh, give me candy bar.
But because they're really, really fat... And because
I'm a fat boy,
they're half white and half black.
Oh, fat boy.
Because of that particular combination, their skin happened to have a golden rose color. So let's just be honest, they look like butterball turkeys with Afro Puffs. That's what they look like. Always comes butterball turkeys with Afro Puffs walking around. I call them the Butterball family.
Butterball?
That's like I saw her coming in, and I was like, "Oh, it's cellulite face, the mother of the Butterball twins."
Butterball.
Oh God, And then, of course, she put her thongs on layaway, and you know what really describes them?
Thongs on layaway? What the fuck?
Yeah, she put her thongs on layaway, and all I could ever think about is that thong just going right up against her clit.
Yeah,
you
make it.
Did I make it?
No.
Clit.
Recording right now, I think. I'm hoping.
Okay. I like ending the show with the word clit.
But
I don't know why. I think the last time.
Yeah.
I am the clit commander.
We're still recording, so probably say whatever we want until they kick us off the fucking air. You know?
Until
they kick us off the air, we'll keep going until we're talking.
The clitoris, or the clitoris, or the lady cock. Craig Ferguson.
Oh, we're still broadcasting. We're still talking.
I mean, I dropped my frankincense.
And her frankincense.
And my myrrh.
Jesus, fuck.
Merle.
Jesus.
Lord have herpes.
Where the fuck that bag at? So they kick us off, they'll just keep on fucking talking.
The Lord had herpes.
Oh, yeah. My Lord had herpes.
He came down from heaven. He took all the herpes from the poor Lord.
Yeah, missed when I broadcast. Because of the next show, I'm going to make sure.
And they went out the next day and fucked the same bitch that gave him herpes for being
That's bullshit.
You have AIDS. Yes, you have AIDS. I'd like to tell you, boy, but you... Charlie Sheen has AIDS. Yes, he has AIDS.
No, no, he has a minute amount of AIDS in his blood.
He got AIDS.
He barely has AIDS.
Yeah, he has AIDS.
According to his doctor, he barely has AIDS.
He had AIDS.
Sure. Yeah. And, the kid I grew up with in special ed and when I went to school that had Down syndrome, I got a little bit of it.
Yeah, they're mostly retarded.
I had a little bit of Down syndrome.
Get AIDS.
Kind of like my friend that got a gonorrhea from a blowjob. It was only a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
What's gonorrhea, Joe?
Gonorrhea.
Explain what gonorrhea
is. It's a disease that you contract when you're very naughty and don't wear protection. And what this disease does is it makes it burn and sting when you pee. And apparently, from what I've been told...
Having yellowish, nasty goo comes out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been told. Now, of course, I did not see it because it was not my own dicks, and I am frankly not going to look at my buddy's dick, especially when it's shooting out yellowish.
Well, see, that's why you go... That's why you go look it up in a medical journal. That way it's perfect stranger stick because they're not going to tell you whose dick it is.
I'm still good at looking at the disease dick. I'm still really good on that. Not in my wheelhouse, which I just don't want to see. I mean, I've seen Two Girls, One Cup. I've seen Tub Girl. I've seen the Boy
Olympic.
I'm good.
Waffle or anything like that.
I mean, I've already seen a guy chop off his own dick. I don't need to see one covered in boiled like this.
The Pain Olympics.
Baby, why do you know that? Damn it.
That's the Olympic.
Yes.
Because there's a scene at one point where a guy's got his dick up on the counter. He fucking beat the shit out of it with rubber mallet.
Oh,
that's
good
the one part I remember.
Yeah, there's one part where a guy cuts off his dick and he pulls his balls out through the skin. And another part where a guy just takes a hatchet to it. Yeah, it's just...
They stopped the Pain Olympics, though, after the death. There was two guys chopped off their dick. Because at that point, you know.
That shit gives me nightmares to this day.
I'm
not kidding. I have
one
nightmares.
More thing just anti-sex.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, it makes me think it's like, did they at least give him like one last second?
Holy freaking
like,
fucking
one last
holy
good
shit.
Jerk before they did it?
Right?
Like, yeah, I was. Give me a few more minutes. Oh, yeah. Give me a few more minutes. Come on. Give me a few more minutes.
Slipping off one last ride.
Come on!
3 to 4 hours a night with good quality time on my dick and my internet. Why would I want to chop it off?
I did until 2 weeks ago.
Huh?
Well, I have someone take care of that for me now.
Well, still,
she's very good at her job.
You know, it's nice
that
I got a
free.
You're taking a dump, rub one out.
Take a dump and rub one out.
That's more of a work maneuver, isn't it?
Oh my god.
I
work.
Take a dump and rub one out. So I got paid a half hour a day to take a shit and masturbate.
I was going to say, isn't it more productive at work? You know, you're already getting paid to take a shit, might as well get the most of your money, right?
Right. Yep, there's a few cops saying at Walmart.
And they go, flush the toilet, bye-bye, proto babies, bye-bye.
Or just get on the fucking wall.
You. Wait, the wall. One more ejaculation of Pac-Man, done.
That's probably why fucking Buddha won't let me have kids. He sees me fucking jerking off on top of church. He's like, it's fine, I'm fucking on you.
Why Buddha won't let you have kids?
Yeah, Buddha's so sweet.
I'm not sure how many things Buddha has to do with having children. I'm just...
Well, he is a god.
He was a god that just kind of sat there, hung out, got fat, and then touched the ground one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
long story short. I mean, there was one time that a god monkey kissed on his finger, but, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Fuck, I need a lighter for this crack, bro.
Yeah.
That's not crack. It's not crack. It's weed. It's weed. I'll admit the weed.
We'll find out if it's recording that in a few minutes.
I'm probably talking to nothing right now.
Yeah.
So,
well, on that note, yeah, see you next week at the point, you know, for your more 30 minutes live.
Cut from CJ, and you guys not going to fuck up the scheduling.
No.
And maybe you might hear me in the middle.
Oh, no, it actually was.